Oh, I forgot what I was
going to
say.
It's okay, darling.
Oh, bless you, don't worry.
Don't worry, we're going to do...
Just relax.
I'm going to do all the talking anyway, you know how I like to talk. So, all we need to get out of you where you think you are so far is your theme,
mm-hmm.
and what you think you're going to... your specialism.
Okay.
Anything else, we'll bounce off. We'll throw some ideas around. You'll either take to them, you either won't. That's up to you. And we'll give you a few pointers. And then we'll give you that in 10 minutes.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it. Why don't you just start with showing us your boards and talking to us about them, what you like about them?
From the activity we did last week with the keywords and the mood boards, the common mood that I got most was like symbolism.
Yeah.
And since I took like lots of photos of cats, I was like, it would be interesting to do like cat symbolism.
Yeah, totally.
And like ancient times kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to rewind back just one reel. Why cats?
I don't know, I just really like cats.
Okay,
most
so
people do.
Yeah, and they do. But I'd like you to explore that in a page on your sketchbook.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's like your rationale. That's mm-hmm. justifying it. Because people be like, why not dogs?
Yeah.
Why not fish?
Why not elephants?
I just think the history of cats is really interesting.
And exactly. So, listen, there's no test. It's just literally putting a foundation
mm-hmm.
for the project of, you know what, I've looked at animals, I like animals, I love this and that. Like, the cat just really appeals to me.
Mm-hmm.
I own a cat. I'm definitely a cat person. What I like about cats, I've always known cats.
Mm.
That's why. You
okay,
know?
Yeah.
But just give us that little bit of a, like, where it comes from in your world,
mm-hmm.
you know, rather than it's just sort of cats. Why? Because I like dogs.
Me
too. So, do you know what I mean? I'm like, why cats? Mm.
yeah.
And not dogs. I want cats. And then, you know, I think you've done the right thing because you obviously cats have really appealed to you. So you've looked
mm-hmm.
at the symbolism of cats
here.
I'm guessing this is more of a historical
mm-hmm.
reference. And then here,
this is
a cultural, like Egyptian, symbolism from Egyptian. And then there's like a little thing on texture, like
mm-hmm.
cat's fur there. Okay, that's brilliant. So what's your specialism?
Graphic design.
Graphic design. Okay, right. So if we're doing a graphic design project, I would be thinking about, you know, you're thinking of your final show.
Mm-hmm.
People are walking around. What do you want them to take out of it? Is it going to be you're going to create a product in graphic design, or are you going to create a book, like a graphic design, like a children's book or an adult's book or a book on cats, or
mm.
or design a set of posters like pro cats, or you're going to like create a catalogue of all the different cats
a
that
catalogue
exist?
Brilliant. I'm writing that down.
Like catalogue of all your favourite, like of different cats from different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring, so it becomes like almost a reference book.
So it could be almost educational.
So it's an educational.
I was thinking about that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like it's an educational thing. So it's just like facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this type of cat existed in this time. This cat. So that's one area you could go down.
Yeah.
Another graphic design way, you could create storyboards. You know, you might want to do an graphic design, like design a story.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could take like a poem, like The Owl and the Pussycat.
Yeah, and make graphics in relation to that.
And make graphics and convert a story.
It
mm-hmm.
could be good to have like a really cool like graphic design or illustration like way of displaying your work, like a zine or a concertina book in a really like neat graphic-y style.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like an art book type.
Yeah.
Because like this is, because I'm actually glad you've really done the refined books because they're becoming a bit more graphic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that neat,
crisp,
definite, you know, structure. You know, probably not. I see this. I hope this isn't real cat fur.
It
doesn't I'm allergic.
No. Yeah, me too.
And I'd be like, the poor cat. I know we said to do a refined mood board cat, but you know.
Did you shave one in the process?
I took that from the
textiles.
So, no, I generally think what I would do is do some more stuff into Maybe do a board where you've looked at four different cultures where cats come from.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
four different, you know, and like, you know, you've got your Japanese kind of how where the cats ended up, the Egyptian cat, the English cat, like the black, the cat from folklore, the black cat,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, like a Siamese cat, you know, and do maybe an exploration into their history. Like, where did the Siamese cat come from? Why has he got no hair?
Mm.
Like, do you like hairless cats?
Not really, no.
No. So, so again, you could pick on certain cats and you could maybe do like profiles on them, like in a magazine.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
You know, which could be really good fun. So you're not having to then use all of that like narrative of a story
mm-hmm.
or anything.
Yeah.
It's all sort of facts.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and it's like, right, they live this. They've been on Earth since this time. You know, they originated from this. You can get them in these colours. Their habits are... You know,
yeah.
so you could do it as like a real, like I'm creating a book that's going to go into the library that's
yeah.
going to teach people about cats.
I like it.
Mm.
How does that feel at this point? Or do you want to do something a bit more fine art?
I was hoping to do something like educational.
Well, that's educational,
yeah.
yeah. Or making even games, or, you know, like you could make a pop-up book,
mm.
which could be educational. You could do ones where... You know, in it there's games where they have to place the cat parts to the cat, you know, or,
yeah.
and like you could go off with like cat balls and like why cats regret, you know, like all the habits of cats,
yeah.
you know, what mm. cats do when they die, what cats do when they're little, what cats look like when they're going to attack you,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I've always been like, oh, it's wagging its tail like a dog.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Meow.
Yeah.
That happened to me as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, stories about people's cats. Like, you could almost be like a cat fanzine, like a magazine for cat lovers.
Yeah, a little mm. zine.
I was thinking about doing a magazine cover.
Well, there we go.
Of, yeah.
Well, this is it. This is perfect. So, a magazine. Like, let's make a magazine cat, a cat magazine.
Yeah.
Let's go cat crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's just get a cat. You could do a bit on why people dress up as cats, because
mm.
that's a big,
there
that's
is
a big
thing, yeah, like
you
Halloween-y.
Know. And like a Japanese, I think that comes from like the Japanese, like, you know, like the morphing and when they all like, and it's like,
yeah.
Like,
yes.
You've got a film like Cats, musical, the cat, you know, Cats. So they get taken in different directions.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, let's start with that. So what I would do then is create now some new mood boards where you've looked at education.
Mm-hmm.
And what an educational magazine looks like, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sort of rather than, oh, there's no stories, it's reference, there's facts,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's little quizzes or there's things to teach me, you know. So you need to really sort of look at maybe, I would focus with like kids' books,
mm-hmm.
kids' teaching books to start off
yeah.
with. And then when you find your confidence, then maybe you could be like, I'm going to make an adult.
Okay,
book
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
if you start off with childlike stuff, then that means that you can do more drawings, more childish illustrations, you know,
mm-hmm.
drawings of all the cats, you know, you can present it in a really lovely way, graphic, you know, and then as we go along we could talk about, you know, if you're really like sick of doing 2D, we could be like, right, let's make a giant cat for the show.
Okay.
Or let's, you know, how are we gonna display all this, you know?
Mm.
Do you want to, you know, do we want to make like a cat mobile, or you can make the ultimate cat tower, you know, like I've got a
oh,
phobia
yeah.
against them. Like, I can't be friends with anyone that owns a cat tower. But they're really popular, aren't they? Like,
yeah.
I go to people's lounges, I've been like, you know, and you're like...
And they take over.
Your sofa's this big, but the cat has this...
All of the three
thing around the house.
Four.
Yeah, you know, like... You can cat homes, you know, there's
mm.
so many things that you can go off about cats, like as a magazine
mm-hmm.
and educational. I think that's a great idea, Anna.
Thank you.
Perfect. Right, you're done.
Yeah.
So, Sam's written a few points.
Yeah, this is for you. I just took some notes for you, Oscar.
Thank you.
Paige, no, Charlotte's taken a photocopy of one of these check sheets for you,
mm-hmm.
just because they're different to this one. You don't need the actual check sheet on that, you just need the notes, but she's got that on your desk for you. If you could give that back to either PJ or I.
Okay.
Anna, before you go, sorry jumping in, have you done any drawings of cats in real life?
Not in real life, no.
You need to do
I've done one from the everyday task.
Cool.
Thing.
Just start drawing cats
mm-hmm.
in real life.
Yeah.
Even if you're not even that good.
Yeah, okay.
Even if it's just a couple of thingies. just get into the habit of it, because that is the ultimate primary research for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, darling?
Okay.
You know, get that drawing in.
Mm-hmm.
Just to their characteristics, make little notes, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Start capturing, you know, as well. Save. Have you got a cat at home, did you say?
No, it's my friend's cat.
Okay, we'll ask them to save like the packaging from the cat food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get into cat world.
Yeah, okay.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
All right, darling.
I just love the catalogue. I think that needs to be a thing.
Yeah, a catalogue of cats.